The Interplay Between the Dark Matter Axion and Primordial Black Holes, by Kratika Mazdeh et al. We show that the relic abundance and expected mass range of the QCD axion, a hypothetical particle that can potentially constitute the cosmic dark matter, DM, are greatly modified if the axion field resulting from the evaporation of primordial black holes, PBHs, begins to oscillate just before the onset of Big Bang nucleosynthesis, BBN. We predominantly explore the PBHs in the mass range, 10^6 to 5 × 10^8 g. We investigate the relation between the relic abundance of DM axion and the primordial population of black holes. We numerically solve the set of Boltzmann equations that governs the cosmological evolution during the radiation bath and the PBH-dominated epoch, providing the bulk energy content of the early universe. We further solve the equation of motion of the axion field in addition to obtaining its present abundance. If the QCD axion is ever discovered, it will give us insights into the early universe and probe into the physics of the PBH-dominated era. Like QCD axions, alongside non-relativistic particles, are generated from PBH's evaporation through Hawking radiation and could make up a fraction of dark radiation, drive. We estimate the bounds on the model from Dr. axions produced via said PBH evaporation and thermal decoupling, and we account for isocurvature bounds during the period of inflation where the Peck-I-Quinn symmetry is broken. We, additionally, take the results obtained and put them against the available CMB data and state our observations. We briefly study the forecasts from gravitational wave searches. We comment on the consequences of PBH accretion and on the uncertainties it may further add to particle physics modeling. This was The Interplay Between the Dark Matter Axion and Primordial Black Holes, by Kratika Mazdeh et al.